This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first measures to be considered by the full Missouri Senate.
Senate Bill number 4, Senator from
the Tuesday afternoon saw the first discussions on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit sponsors Senate Bill 4, legislation that seeks to modify and create new provisions relating to utilities.
All parts of this bill, all parts of this sub, have been on bills in the Senate in the past, many, multiple times.
This measure focuses on natural gas. During discussion, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County talked about her concerns with this proposal.
When I look at this legislation, I think that this legislation, especially PISA and future test year, are going to raise utility rates for, you know, our constituents.
Senate Bill 4 has been set aside for future discussion.
For motion on Senate Bill.
Among the items discussed on Wednesday afternoon is Senate Bill 59. Senator Jill Carter of Granby is the sponsor. She says this measure would authorize an income tax deduction for certain survivor benefits.
Gives our veterans who have survivor benefits the ability to have that be given to their survivors without any tax deductions.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he has concerns about legislation like this.
But I would like to point out, in the past, we've talked in this body about tax breaks that only affect certain people and don't affect the entire whole. It picks out winners and losers.
Senate Bill 59 receives preliminary Missouri Senate approval. Another yes vote would send this proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I want to thank
In
you
committee, several items Senate were considered on Monday. The Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Committee hears Senator Ben Brown of Washington present Senate Bill 62. His legislation would modify provisions relating to elections.
Documentary proof of citizenship is defined in the bill and mirrors the requirements set forth in the Real ID Act of 2005.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members.
At the same time, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee hears Senate Bill 92. Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City is the sponsor. She says her proposal would create provisions relating to the jurisdiction of law enforcement officers.
This is a time-sensitive bill as Kansas City, Missouri prepare to host the World Cup. It's crucial that law enforcement have the ability to request assistance from a larger scope of resources.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures.
Hello, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get started with this.
The Missouri Senate Government Efficiency Committee hears its first legislation. When the panel first met on January 27th, Chair Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold talked about some of her goals.
Doesn't duplicate efforts that have been made in the past and failed to be implemented. Talk about what we think as a working group we'd like the focus of this committee to be.
Senator Patty Lewis of Kansas City, who also served on the committee, says she is glad the public can get involved.
As far as totally agree, we want our folks to participate in the process and hear from them.
Monday afternoon, the panel heard Senate Bill 103, which would modify provisions relating to the Missouri Works Program.
February 10th at 4 p.m.
Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.